Thanks for tuning in for Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. Bill Rohrbach has a new novel out. It's called Life Among Giants. And as the Library Journal says, it has something for everyone. Steamy sex, rock stars, ballet stars, professional football, a dysfunctional family, an unsolved murder, and a complicated revenge plot. Bill Rohrbach will be in Cincinnati on Thursday at Joseph Beth Booksellers for a signing and talk, and is on the phone with me this morning to kind of preview that and to talk about the new novel, Life Among Giants. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
I have to say, I understood right away in the first chapter why you called it Life Among Giants, because you do, as the Library Journal said, you cover so much in this. Where did this idea for the novel come from?
Well, it goes way back. Years ago, I took a job, you know, in my 20s, slightly at loose ends, house-sitting a giant mansion in Weston, Connecticut. It was a complete devastated wreck of a place. But across the way was a perfect, beautifully made mansion where a band, they had rented this mansion across the way. So somehow that got stuck in my mind. And later I was dating a ballet dancer in New York City whose career was taking off and leaving me behind. And those two things, those kind of experiences among giants when I was just a little guy, kind of went around in my head for many years like socks in a dryer until finally this novel emerged.
Well, it's quite a tale, and I didn't know about the real-life experience until after I read the book and was doing some research, and you told the tale there. And it was also about that time that you say that your mother passed away, so that kind of changed the tone of the novel a bit.
Well, while I was making the book, I started writing it, and it was almost comic began it, but then after about a year, I'd had most of a draft, and my mother died, and then I couldn't write for, it was a good year or more that it just didn't seem important to be making up characters and moving them around. Then gradually I got back to it, and the morning ran its course, and I went back to the novel, but I just found that what I'd learned from my mother's death really affected the approach I was taking to the book, and it comes out a little darker, I think.
Well, there are quite a few characters in here, all of them larger than life, but none more than the main character, David Lizard Hawkmeyer. Any inspiration for this particular character? Because he seems like he reaches such great highs, but then hits some really bad lows too.
He does, yeah. Well, I was always fascinated by Nick Carraway, the narrator of The Great Gatsby, who, like David, lives across the way from a mansion, and he's just a normal guy and finds himself tangled up with these more mythic figures. He starts out just telling their story, but quickly it ends up being his story too. I just love that approach, and so the first thing that came to me was this dancer living in a mansion, and then next was who does she live across the way from? It's this kid, and he turns out to be an athlete. And as soon as I got him talking, the story began to emerge. I would be typing as fast as I could just to find out what he had to say, because he's quite different from me, but at the same time was telling me how the story was going to go. It was fascinating.
Well, the 10th anniversary edition of your book, Writing Life Stories, which is used in writing programs really around the world, and has become quite a tome for writing memoirs. I seem to find this almost like a memoir, but fiction. I mean, how much of that was informing your writing when you were putting together the novel, Life Among Giants?
Well, that's an interesting idea that you could have a fictional memoir, because it is a guy who's looking back across the years at his young life and how that affected his middle years and how all of that has come to the place he is now. So, yeah, I think that's a good observation. But, of course, it's all very fictional, and I try for a lot of larger-than-life stuff, as you say. I mean, it's people that I would love to be running around with, rock stars and gorgeous ballerinas, and maybe part of it was a fantasy memoir on my part.
And I was intrigued as well by your descriptions of food. Where did that come from? Because David, at one point, or at a number of points, is a chef at an owner of a high-end restaurant, and your descriptions of some of the food and the food that his chef friends are creating just, well, make my stomach growl when I'm reading.
Good. Well, you know, I think the food serves as, on the one hand, it's a metaphor for looking for family, and it's always in the scenes where he's trying to build new family and he's trying to remember his family, and I think food brings him back to the center. Also, there's the athlete retiring and opening a restaurant. It's kind of an American theme that I like. Personally, I just love food. I love cooking, and I have a garden, and I love bringing the vegetables in and thinking what to do with them. And it was a way of adding another of my great loves to this novel.
I found it very interesting after I read. I read about every word in every book I read, and I found in your acknowledgments a really amusing first line. I'm grateful to all my friends and to my family, none of whom are anything like the people in this book.
My father just emailed me and said, I'm listening to your book on CD. So I quickly emailed back and said, read the acknowledgments first.
Oh, I wondered how they reacted, you know, if they wondered if any of if they showed up in any of the characters.
You wonder, my last book, the brother in the book dies, my last novel, I mean, and my brother at a party said, well, you killed me off in the last book. So you do worry about that. So I make sure I personally deliver the book to them and point out how different they are from any of our experience. And, of course, they are. My dad is 86 years old. He's a great guy, and nothing like the loser of a dad that poor Lizard has to deal with for his whole life.
Well, this is not your first piece of fiction. What sets it off from your earlier works? What do you feel is so much different from your other works of fiction?
You know, I feel like I dared more stuff in this. I had stuff that was harder for me to do. And I had been thinking about some of these big characters and the sort of big narration for years, but I just needed more practice. So the other books helped me get good enough writing to approach these big subjects and a huge complicated plot. And so, you know, if you have apprentice work that never gets published, then you have journeyman work that's on your way to the big stuff. And I think here I finally arrived at my subjects and my voice and my characters. And, you know, it's a lot of work. It's very hard to pull off, but I feel like I've done it. You know, I'm getting a lot of good affirmation from reviewers and friends, and with luck, my dad, you know, after he finishes listening to the tape.
Well, as I mentioned, you're coming to Cincinnati for a reading and signing at Joseph F. Booksellers on Thursday. And as you're making the book tour, what has surprised you most about reaction to your novel, Life Among Giants?
Well, Amazon named it 100 best, one of their 100 best of the year, and sales there have been spectacular. And Indie Next has named it an Indie Next pick for December, which is all the independent booksellers. By the time you add those two together, you've got most of the booksellers in the country excited about the book, and that is very gratifying. I've published a number of books, and they've all done reasonably well, but I've been waiting for my breakout book, they call it, and I think we might have it here. That's very gratifying, the commercial end of it, but much more gratifying is when old friends call and say, this is your best, you know, so... And, you know, you go into it, I'm very scared, you know, very just terrified and worried as the publication day came near. How would people take it? And it's come out very well, and I'm just super happy about that.
Bill Rohrbach, the author of the new novel Life Among Giants, available where books are sold. Bill will be in Cincinnati on Thursday at 7 o'clock at Joseph F. Booksellers for signing and a meet and greet. You can find out more about that and the book and Bill on our website, wvxu.org. Well, thanks for a great story, Bill, and thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks so much for having me, and I'll look forward to meeting everybody at the Book